With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some other blue states, including California, are seizing on a Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring former President Trump from the state's GOP primary ballot. California's lieutenant governor is calling for Mr. Trump to be stricken from the ballot in her state. Meanwhile, some congressional Republicans from Colorado are sounding off.
Congressman Ken Buck wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the Colorado Supreme Court got the decision wrong. Representative Lauren Boebert echoed Buck's argument that the ruling unfairly takes away a choice that should remain with voters. Writing on X, quote, "This is extreme judicial activism." Almost universally, Republican officials predicted the Colorado ruling would not stand, and Congressman Doug Lamborn was no exception, writing on X that he expects the Supreme Court to overturn the decision. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Argentina's new president Javier Milei is launching a series of sweeping initiatives designed to revive the country's struggling economy through privatizing state-owned businesses and through deregulation.
Durante los últimos 100 años, over the last 100 years, politicians have been busy expanding the power of the state at the expense of decent Argentinians. This expansion of the state has been accompanied by the greatest destruction of wealth in a country ever recorded.
Milei heard through a BBC translator saying it's just the start of his economic reform program. The U.S. has freed a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in exchange for the release of 10 Americans imprisoned in Venezuela, as well as the return of a fugitive defense contractor. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 149 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 102 points. This is SRN News. A Christian pastor says there is hope for Egypt.
Noted pastor and evangelist Dr. Michael Youssef tells the Christian Post his recent evangelistic effort in Cairo had an attendance of over 17,000 people. He says that is evidence that amid the darkness, the gospel shines brightest. The 75-year-old pastor of the Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia, revealed that the November event far exceeded the initial expectation of 6,000. Of those, more than 7,800 put their faith in Christ. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
For many years, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has stipulated that the threat of abortion was a top priority. However, in the face of recent pro-life election setbacks, bishops and their lay allies are reassessing how best to move forward. The latest setback came last month in Ohio when voters approved a constitutional amendment that ensures access to abortion. This is SRN News. It's one of the darkest sides of artificial intelligence technology.
The Stanford Internet Observatory found that more than 3,200 images of suspected child sexual abuse was in a database used to train leading AI image makers. Those same images have made it easier for AI systems to produce realistic and explicit imagery of fake children, as well as transform social media photos of fully clothed real teens into nudes. The watchdog group works with the Canadian Center for Child Protection and other anti-abuse charities to identify the illegal material, and they report the original photo links to law enforcement. As one researcher said, it's hard to take that stuff back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AAA predicts 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home between this coming Saturday, New Year's Day. More details at SRNnews.com.